Foo Fighters fume over My Hero playing at Trump rally. Pledge to donate song royalties to Harris campaign. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 24, 2024. Like clockwork, the proverbial complaints from musicians rolled in after a Trump rally, as bands who once raged against the machine now rage for it. On Friday, the Foo Fighters decried their 1997 hit song My Hero being played at former President Donald Trump's rally in Glendale, Arizona. As Democrat-turned-independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. took the stage to endorse the 45th president. The chorus of My Hero played as John F. Kennedy's nephew walked out on stage while flashpots went off and Trump rally attendees cheered. Watch below. An X account named Wu-Tang is for the children posted video of the rally, asking the Foo Fighters if they let Trump use My Hero to welcome RKJ Jr. on stage, to which the band simply replied, no. The Foo Fighters then took a screenshot of the exchange and posted it to their own X account for their 3.2 million followers to see, alongside the caption, "Let us be clear. Foo Fighters were not asked permission, and if they were, they would not have granted it," the band's spokesperson told Billboard, adding that appropriate actions are being taken against the Trump campaign. Any royalties received as a result of the song usage will be donated to the Harris/Waltz campaign, the spokesperson said. Notably, the Trump rally was co-hosted by Charlie Kirk's organization, Turning Point Action, known for its usage of flashpots and other effects that make political events feel more like concerts. "Democrats are panicking," one X user reacted. The meltdown from the Democrats and their Pravda pals is instant and indicative that the impact of Kennedy's choice is a threat and his message is over the target, another remarked. "Democrats are terrified of Kennedy joining forces with Donald Trump," another wrote. "They know this would give Trump the support he needs to win the race. Trump and RFK Jr. is as American as it gets. It's unity, it's everything Democrats pretended to be. It's truth, beauty, prosperity," author, filmmaker, and journalist Mike Cernovich commented. The incredible reception a member of former Democrat royalty just received at a MAGA rally is stunning, Dr. Sebastian Gorka declared. "We accept patriots of any stripe. The other side is an anti-American cult of bigoted haters." As Breitbart News reported, Kennedy Jr. announced Friday that he is suspending his campaign, but not ending it, and urged residents of blue states to vote for him, but threw his support behind President Trump in battleground states. He also decried a sham Democrat primary, which was rigged to prevent a challenge to President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Kennedy Jr. slammed his former party for the undemocratic way in which it made Harris its nominee, saying the Democratic National Committee, DNC, installed a candidate who was so unpopular with voters that she dropped out in 2020 without winning a single delegate. "This RFK Jr. speech shows why he was denied all media. He would have won the Democratic primary by a landslide," Cernovich reacted. Regime propagandists first refused to report on him, then smeared him, and then the DNC sued to deperson him and deny voters the right to vote. Today he fights back. Left-wingers, meanwhile, are trying to tamper down the energy at Trump rallies in any way they can, with targeting the usage of music at the 45th president's events being one of their go-to moves. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.